Three ranges were taking place, were commercial properties. Convention Center, very commercial. Johnny Morris, very commercial. This is not a commercial property. Never was, still technically isn't. The neighbors shooting all the time? No, we don't. Don't think I've ever shot a gun on the property. We have some. I don't shoot them. A couple of neighbors do, occasionally. Most of the gunshots you hear are not in the neighborhood. They're across the holler. We can hear them from the quarry, even. So that was definitely a false statement. The auction that they mentioned was actually at the beginning of the road, right as you're crossing the flyover. It was an online auction. People were not at the property. I have been there almost 5 years, and there's been one garage sale in the neighborhood. So again, false statement. And if everyone is such in favor of it, they can have the event at their property. It doesn't have to be at this one, because everyone that's in favor of it does not live there. They don't have to deal with kind of this thorn in our side that we've had to deal with for a year and a half, because they did it without a permit for over a year before they came to the Planning Commission. So we would respectfully ask that you uphold the Planning Commission's decision to not have this event in our neighborhood. Thank you,
Tara. Daniel or Doug?
I'm going to bring all these up here.
Oh, do.
This is just a small handful of some of the arrows that we found on the neighboring property.
Are you Dan or are you Doug?
Doug.
All right, Doug. When you say the neighboring property, could you show that map and show me where you found them at?
Yeah, they got the range.
In the picture?
Yeah, in the picture where they've got it all set up.
That one?
Nope. With the range location.
Oh, the other location. Okay. Let's see. Right there?
Perfect. Okay. Okay. where most of these arrows were found, and this was, some of these were found prior to them putting up this big privacy fence after the last meeting, were along this location here, right next to where this building is, and in this general location here. I didn't walk down into this area, but as you can see, all of this is designed in a spoke pattern. So safety for the archers is not an issue. They're all in this location shooting out onto the neighboring property.
The fence wasn't there. Did you step onto their property to get the arrows, or was it?
This is all off of just this one location right through here, and I didn't even go down here to the lower portion. All within this area right here where Louise mows and where she has brush hogs. That's after, well, about two shoots, guys. I mean, people do miss. It's one of those situations where we got all kinds of people on all different skill levels. I'm for archery. I'm an archer myself, okay? There's no way that you can contain those arrows to stay on that piece of property. It's too small. If they had a space where they had this much property out here to where all the arrows that missed stayed on their property, that would be one thing. But that's not the case. These targets, some of them are within feet of the property line. Nobody wants to be out here doing any type of activity on either side. And down here, Dave and Jennifer have grandkids that play back behind there. They won't let them out at all on the days that they're going to have an archery event. It's just not safe. I mean, $3 million or not, I wouldn't take it for my life or for my kid.
We've never had an incident.
I understand.
Hey, guys, hey. Talk to us, not each other.
There's always a first time, okay? But that kind of is not the point of this. This is a residential neighborhood, okay? This is a public event where we're bringing in numerous people into a small area. It's zoned residential. We have lived up there for 16 years. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in our properties, not to mention sweat equity into all of this. When you put an event like this and a range up there, it immediately devalues our property values and all of the values of those people on that road. This is a very small community. We're not bringing up Bristol, which is the other side. I guarantee you that most of the homeowners on that would agree that this is not something that we want in our neighborhood. Would you want to live next door to an archery range where when they have an event, you have 50, 60 people coming in once a month operating, doing their activity, and you're limited on what you can do because you don't want to go outside and use your own property? No. And we don't either. It's one of those things that if you grant a variance for our use of this, this is right in the middle of a residential area, and now you're saying that a nonprofit organization can come in, operate a public event in this, it makes it easier for everybody else around that area to say, hey, wait a second, you pass this for them, I want to open an Airbnb. I want to have something on mine a little farther up. None of the homeowners on our street want this. We're totally opposed to this. And I understand they've got a lot of work and effort into it, but if they had just been conscientious enough to come to us and ask us our opinion about this before it ever started, we would have all said unequivocally, we do not want this in our area. Okay. It's, you know, it's one of those things that as your duty as the appointed officials is to protect the rights of those people around it. In this case, I think you should vote the same way that the people voted on the planning and zoning and deny this. It's not something that's beneficial to our immediate neighborhood or community. I'm not going to argue that archery is a great thing and that this organization probably does a lot for people, but it's not something that we need in our neighborhood, and we don't want it.
Thank you.
So did you say that those arrows were collected before the fence was put up?
This was collected, yes. Some of these were collected before the fence was put up. I didn't go down through there because I worked till late at night. In fact, I had to rush over here. But the fence basically just runs from here to here. Most of these were found in this area, which is beyond where they have their fence. As we discussed last time, there's no way that they contain it, can contain arrows onto their property. It's just too small.
Thank you. Daniel? Again, you have 5 minutes to speak.
Thank you, gentlemen, for hearing us tonight. Of the group that's sitting over here that's associated with this event, only one of them actually lives on this road. Of all the people on this side, most of them live on this road. So most of these folks who are speaking and want this to happen in our neighborhood have no vested interest in the neighborhood. We need to keep that in mind. I have two main points I want to make. First of all is a humanitarian point. We have with us tonight an 84-year-old widow, Miss Louise, who lives in that property next to their practice range and their shooting range. She is scared to go outside her home because this thing is in her neighborhood. An 84-year-old widow should not have to worry about using her own home and her own property because something like this moved into the neighborhood. So for humanitarian concerns, I would ask you to be consistent with the P&Z and not approve this. Secondly, the P&Z voted unanimously not to approve this in our neighborhood. And as has been said, the two issues were safety and the road, right? Well, and under safety is the road, but the other issue is the size of the property. Okay, those two issues have not changed. The property is no bigger than it was when they did not approve it. It's still the same size. The safety issue specifically was about the width of the road, and there are places in that road on Newport Road where the width is between 12 and 13 feet wide. That was the specific safety issue that was used by the board to unanimously not approve this. The road is no wider. So the two reasons that the P&Z denied this application, this request, have not changed. So it would be odd and curious if you voted in favor of it when the two reasons they voted against it remain exactly the same.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Does anyone have any additional questions for the applicant? Did you have anything you want to refute? I'm going to limit you to 5 minutes.
That's fine.
Okay.
If you can pull up the pictures of the shooting, the overall shooting range with the lanes.
Okay.
We're going to look at these targets through here. So if you'll scroll down.
Are they the last ones?
They're the last ones, Scott. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I'll just zip down here.
All right. What we've done, so this is the last target. This target number 30. We put a fence up right there. But as you can see behind that fence is all this natural barrier. And about 50 to 60 yards beyond, I think, is her fence line. But we put this fence up. If you scroll to the next one, look right there. Same thing here. We put a fence up. You're going really fast.
Yeah, I don't know what it did there.
Really fast. There. So here was, behind this, was like a road that Mike had on his property. And so we've got a lane there because it made it simpler to shoot at this target. The target is a lion. The African lion. Behind that, we put all this foam to ensure that those arrows would not go beyond on her property. Now, all the time we've been there, after our last meeting, we went in and we built that privacy fence along the practice range just to be a good neighbor. All I knew was when Mike offered us the land, I thought since he was offering the land, he was in communication with his neighbors. I didn't know that I needed to go by each neighbor and ask them, hey, he's letting us use this land. Is that okay with you? Because I'm sure they do stuff on their land that they don't go around and ask Mike if it's okay if we do this on our land. It just don't happen that way. The other thing, when we built the wood fence, we went through and we put these barriers, and then if you can scroll up a little, keep going. Right there. Oop. So here's another target that we went ahead and built another fence because I could see her property line. He brought up the fact about the little sign, or the young lady did, that we hang on the back of the fence saying, live, you know, warning, live archery occurring. That's on every archery range, everywhere. That is being a good neighbor. Hey, this is what happens on this property. We put them signs all the way down the fence lines that we could find. Any property marker, we would go in and put those signs before the shoots and put those signs up. The trash blowing issue, I can honestly say I have watched people, especially at our shoots and at other archery ranges, if they see a water bottle on the range that somebody's drank, and they pick it up. They pick the trash up. If trash blows off the top of the mountain, I can't help that. There's nothing I can do, and I'm sorry, but there was probably more trash to do from the building projects Mike had going on than anything the archery club did. As for the humanitarian cause of it, no, we don't live in this neighborhood, but what we have tried to create and do in this neighborhood was to never take away from it. One of the ordinances of our club is to give back to the community. And because we've had to fight this, we have depleted all our bank accounts to nothing so that to fight this, because without the range, we can't help. Would I love to be able to go and buy property that has no neighbors somewhere in Taney County so that I can keep this a Taney County thing? You betcha. But I'd love for you to show me that piece of property that someone will sell me with no neighbors so that I can put it up. And I do know that when Jim France owned this piece of property that Mike now owns, he did operate his construction business out of there. So to say that this was always zoned residential, it's actually zoned agricultural. And the fact that we are not, the first reason that we was, when we found, I didn't even know the Planning and Zoning Board existed. So no offense, I just didn't know you guys existed. If we'd known, we would have applied. We didn't know. When we found out, the reason the letter was sent to us was because Mike was running a commercial business in a residential property. Well, when we presented to the board that we are not a business, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and the money that comes in, 95% of the money that comes in goes back into the community to help families, two of the members of the board started discussing, should we even be talking about this since they are a nonprofit? And so we're not trying to be bad neighbors. on any other circumstance. I have a business.